Okay. Alright, everyone. It's the Grim Lord here. We are back with Grimm's Adult Games Corner and Lust Epidemic because you guys liked it so fucking much. So, here we go. Hi, ladies. Lord Bradley, maybe you can help us. Oh, I don't know, Amanda. But Madam Valerie, this could be our chance to figure out just what Mendel knows. Sounds sneaky. What do you want me to do? Alright. I can do it. Quiet, Simon. Well, Brad, this SDU president has told me that his private investigator has a file on us. So, what's the worst he can know? We don't know what he's planning. We can sue them and maybe even win this time, but... Mendel is going too far. Something's up and he's getting desperate. We can't get caught snooping around. It would just make things worse. I won't get caught. I can be sneaky. Simon, please, they know you. They've seen you around us too often. I get it. They don't suspect I'd be involved. I'll see what I can dig up. You're quite helpful, Bradley. Don't get caught. Be careful, dear. Oh, hold on. Something like a woman like Miss Bancroft's turned on by incompetence or the guys at school told me. Alright. What is it? Who are you? My name's Andy. I take it you're Brad. Do you know me? No, of course not. What do you want? No need to bite my head off. Listen, I know Miss Bancroft can be a bitch, but me personally, I thought your video was pretty entertaining. Ha, I would have taken you to be as tightly wound as Valerie. Hey, they have no choice but to expel you. What did you think would happen? I don't know. I didn't think ESU would have the balls to expel one of their top students. Tell me, how did you do it? What do you mean? Why would someone like you get that opportunity? I mean, you're a total dweeb. Hey, I'm not a dweeb. There's one hell of a way to lose your virginity. I wasn't a virgin. What? No way. Who'd you fuck, a land whale? Who would fuck you? Haha, you're jealous of me? Isn't that interesting? I suppose you want advice. Dream on, dweeb. If I lowered my standards enough, I'm sure I could have gotten laid too. You're a virgin? Ha ha ha. Hey, fuck you. Let me show you a picture of the women I lost my virginity to. Oh god, I don't want to see that. Don't make me throw up. Holy shit, you lie. Whatever you want to believe, dude, it won't change the fact that I've been pounding this woman's pussy for months now. Okay, now I know you're lying. See you around. It's time to go see the security guard. Go south and talk to him. Wrong way, guys. Fucking south.
Hello there.
Don't wander around, kid. Especially stay out of the West Tower. Father Parker and Sister Catherine don't appreciate your presence. There's a sparkle in the fountain. I can see a key in this fountain. Maybe I can grab it. Hey, don't reach in there. What's wrong with you? I need someone to help distract the security guard. Don't screw this up, Brad. If you get caught, we don't know you. Are you really that stupid? Everyone knows you drove me here. Oh yeah, I forgot. Simon, maybe you can help me out. Oh yeah, what's the plan? There's a key in the fountain. I think it might unlock something, but I can't get it. I can get it. My meaty build allows me to float with ease. Wait, wait! All I need you to do is distract the security guard. How will I do that? Just walk down into the hall in the West Tower. He'll see you on the security cameras. I don't want to get in trouble. You won't. I got caught in there. He'll just tell you to leave. Okay, I'll do it.
God damn it, now the fat one's acting up. I better head over there before Father Parker gets on my case.
It worked. Let's get this key and see if it opens the office desk where Cat's book was. You found a desk key. I mean, in the water, we're doing Resident Evil levels of puzzles here. I know they're locked. You found a cheap digital camera. Nothing. Nothing up there I need. Oh, what is this? It's like a heart or something there. Found a heart container. What the hell, is this Zelda? Da-da-da-da! Did it work? Did you get the key? Yeah, man, I got it. Excellent. One step closer to taking SDU down. Yeah, sure. Yeah, you need those high jump boots. Where's Amber? I'm not sure, Brad. Why do you ask? I wanted to talk to her. I don't know what you think that would accomplish. Did Valerie put you up to this? Hell no. I just want to hit on her. Haha, good luck with that, kid. I think I already did this, though. Yeah, I know that. No, it's not. I thought you and Mendel were hooking up. Never mind about Mendel. Don't pretend you don't want it. Now's not the time, lady. What the hell, are you gay or something? I'm here on work. Mendel's paying me to keep tabs on those ESU people, not fool around with you. Whoa, I better get out of here before they spot me. It sounds like the president of St. Dame University is fooling around with Amber. That means Mendel was totally influencing Amber when she interviewed Miss Bancroft. I need to tell her. Although, how can I prove it? If I can figure out how to catch them in the act, I could video... Damn, I just remember my camera lens and my phone is busted. But I did find this old digital camera. I can use this. Miss Bancroft will be mightily impressed by my sleuthing skills. Go back to the library. All right. Wrong way. Oh yeah, I guess I can go up to the library also. Alright. Ah, sorry guys. Kinda itch. No telling. Alright.
Hello, Brad.
Is that the right one? Did you find anything out, Bradley? I did. It turns Amber and Mendel are now an item. Oh, really? So Mendel is using Amber. That explains a lot. How do you know? Well, I overheard it from their private investigator. And with a bit more time, I might be able to get him on video. Good work, Bradley. I knew you could help me. Always happy to help, Miss Bancroft. You've grown into quite the young man. Oh yeah, there she is. What is she? Oh, fuck yeah, she's fingering herself. She's such a slut. Maybe I have a chance with her after all. What would it feel like for that to be my cock instead of her fingers? Again, the renders aren't amazing in this game. It was his first. Oh god, she looks tasty. I guess I'm not the only one who wants a taste of sweet pussy juice. Hey, what are you looking at? Wow, that's one hot mama. You want to fuck her, don't you? Of course I do. Every guy wants to fuck Amber Harrison. If I really wanted to, I could fuck her. Here we go again. You don't think I could? No, clearly the answer is no. But I would love to watch you try and fail. Oh, you'll see. I just need to... Wait, where did I put my car keys? Oh shit, I must have dropped them somewhere. Stalling? No, I just need some time. That's what stalling is, idiot. I'll be balls deep inside of Amber's pussy before sundown. You'll see. Okay. Go back to men. Alright, I'm going over there. Looking around for his keys. Hi there. Did you ever find Amber? No, never did. Amber sure is sexy, isn't she? Well, I mean, she is a beautiful woman, of course, but I... You think she waxes her... Hey, now! Why don't you go back to Valerie? Whatever, man. I'm hungry. Can it wait? I'm sure we won't be here much longer. What? I want something to eat now. You can't expect me to starve here. Amber, please. Oh, Brad, I didn't see you there.
Hey, baby. Hi, Brad.
What do you need? I couldn't help but overhear Amber asking for something to eat. Does this place have a kitchen? Look, if you two are hungry, ask Buddy. I don't know what's in this building to eat. Of course, a security guard can probably help give me what I need. He's clearly in charge around here. I'm not in the mood to argue, Amber. Fine. I don't want to be around you now, either. Damn, I was hoping to get some evidence to impress Miss Bancroft, but if Amber and Mendel keep fighting, I won't get the evidence I need to prove they're together. Hey, buddy, where can I get some food around here? You sure are annoying. Come on, man. Tell me I'm starving. During off hours, all food is packed away in the kitchen. Where's the kitchen? Kitchen is in the basement, in the West Tower. Do you know what else is in the West Tower? A map to the priest's buried treasure? Haha, kid, no. The West Tower is where Sister Catherine and Father Parker live, which means right now it's their kitchen, and they're not welcoming of you or any of your friends. So if you're hungry, you can swim to the burger joint on the other side of the bridge. Hey, it's not just me who's hungry. The sexy news lady is hungry, too. You don't want to starve a sexy woman, do you? You mean that babe with the silver hair and glasses? If she's hungry, tell her I've got some protein she can have. Hey, she's no news lady. She's Valerie. And you better watch what you say about her. I don't care who she is or isn't. If I see anyone in the West Tower, I'm kicking them out into the storm. Maybe you should stick to your side, lady. I just want to speak with Andy. Don't listen to her, Andy. You're not a lawyer, Mr. Gropper. Let the boy speak for himself. Andy told us everything. It's too late. What's going on here? Oh, nothing, Brad. I was just leaving. It's not over, Miss Faye. Andy, just let it go. Brad, I don't want you talking to Andy. What's wrong, Val? I already know what happened at our school. It sucks he's teaming up with SDU, but he seemed pretty upset about getting expelled. What did he do exactly to get expelled? Was there more to it than the porn video? He's not a good person, Brad. We've had our share of bad apples at our school, but he's the worst I've ever had to deal with. What was it? What made him the worst? Brad, I really don't want to talk about it. Do you want me to see if I can figure out what he told the investigator, dude? Will that make you feel better? Mr. Gropper? No, it's not necessary. I just want you to be safe. Don't do anything I wouldn't want you doing while we're here. Okay, Val. Thanks, Brad. Val is way too protective of me, even more than my own older brother. I wonder what Andy did. Maybe there's more to that kid than I'm giving him credit for. I found something. Chess key. People are getting hungry, buddy. Is there anything we can do? No, kitchen's off limits. Father Parker's orders. I'm in charge around here, not Father Parker. Ultimately, you work for me. Let's not make a big deal out of this. When's the last time you ever set foot in here? I don't work for you. Don't push your luck, buddy. No one's gonna disturb Father Parker. The storm is loud enough he won't even hear us. I'm gonna go get some food and I don't want any trouble, understand? Look, if you're dead set on getting something to eat, I'll do it myself, but that means you have to stay here and watch the entrance. Why does anyone need to watch the entrance? Everyone currently in this building is accounted for, and I want to keep it that way. Fine, I don't want to argue. I'll watch the door.
New.
Did you find anything to eat around here? If I did, why would I share it with you? Because I'm hungry, and you should be a gentleman. I won't eat that. Ooh, I've got a security access card. There's some junk in here, but I can't think of a use for any of it. Kama Sutra. Why would there be a Kama Sutra book at a Catholic school? You can now start collecting pages for the Kama Sutra. Use them to learn how to have sex, you know, because that's totally how normal people learn to fuck. Find pages for the book hidden throughout the map. Once you earn enough hearts, you'll be able to play using the kinky shit you learned from the Kama Sutra. It's locked.
I found something.
Wire cutters. Something written next to this electrical box. East and West Tower, first floor. This must control the power to the first floor tower rooms. This might be powering the security cameras. If I cut the cable, maybe Buddy won't be able to watch us on the cameras anymore. Well, I hope it worked. There's a packing slip in this empty box. Packing list, DVDs, notepad, teen vampire story, munchie games, toothbrush, 10 pack, nail polish, lipstick, assorted colors. I guess you can't go to the... Oh, okay, hold on. Yeah, he's back. Hold on. Go upstairs and back to the entrance where Mendel is. Okay. Where's the food? We've got a problem. A problem? Power went out to the lift. I just about got stuck in there. It was probably just the lightning strike from earlier. No, it wasn't. It just went out. Same with everything else on the first floor over in the west... Excuse me. Same with everything else on the first floor over in the west tower. Well, at least it's just the one area. It won't affect us. No, it will soon enough. Why is that? Quiet. Do you hear that? I don't hear anything. Exactly, the air conditioner is out too. Everything on zone 2 is out. Wait, did you say the AC is out? Yeah, kid, it's gonna get a little stuffy in here. Then we should let people in the basement. There's food and cooler air down there. At this point, I'm not gonna stop you. I can't keep tabs without the camera anyway. Father Parker's normally working now, and I didn't see him in his office. However, you need to tell people to be quiet. And the West Tower only. No one sets foot in the East Tower. Fine. No, wait, stay here. What? Why? Where the hell is he going? Beats me. What are you doing? I'm going outside to check the electrical box. In this weather? I'm wearing a rain suit. I'll live. So, Mendel, why does Buddy care so much about the towers? I haven't the slightest idea. I barely know the guy, but from what I've seen, he's got a few loose screws.
Hello.
Did you find my keys? No luck, but Valerie doesn't want me talking to you, so... Yeah, no shit. What is with you? Why is she so afraid of you? She's afraid of me? I guess that makes sense. What did you do? You know that woman I told you I was fucking? Yeah. I made her pregnant. Okay, if it's true, it's not that fucked up, even if she does look 20 years older than you. Oh, it is. Believe me. There has to be more than that. Not that I'm gonna tell you. Tell me. God, Andy, can't you keep your mouth shut for 2 seconds? Hey, it's my loose lips that gave you all the evidence against Coach Tillman. Wait, Coach Tillman? Oh, shit. He's the ESU staff member behind your school's porn video scandal. I thought Andy was the one behind it. Nope, it was all Tillman. He orchestrated the whole thing. Oh, fuck. Why haven't we fired him? Good question for Valerie, the girls' volleyball coach and a secret porn producer. What are you implying? You know his daughter is on the team, right? It looks bad. It is bad. No way. Something isn't right here. I want to ask Vil about Tillman. I want to ask Val about Tillman, but then she'll know I've been talking to Andy. Does she even know? Maybe if I tell her, she can fire him and save our school a bit of embarrassment. Go to the West Tower, go upstairs. Alright. Wow, it was a loading. I felt like I was on the PS1 again. There we go. I hit it already. I don't remember hitting it. There we go. Found something. There's a hole in the wall. Should I reach into it? Yes. I can feel a piece of paper. Okay. You must have earned 3 hearts to access the play option. Alright. Sometimes pages can appear untranslated until you earn enough hearts to translate them. Catherine does not yet have enough hearts for you to translate this page. Tower downstairs to the kitchen. Alright. Newspaper on the table. Okay, March 6, 2018. Public sex charges dropped. Local business owner Phil Yu avoided indecency charges after allegedly performing public sex acts on a teenage girl behind a small movie theater in Westerville County. in Westerville County. When asked for comment, the unnamed teenager said, he took me round back and Whomper bumped my patootie before jelly popping in my puff pie. It is believed the charges were dropped when the judge and jury determined her testimony to be indecipherable. Okay, let's see what we have in the fridge to eat. Just yogurt and some carrots. Which one should I take? Oh, there's some ranch dip and strawberry jam. What would go good with the yogurt? Strawberry jam and yogurt sounds pretty good. You added strawberry jam into your yogurt. I don't really see anything else that would add to this snack. Should I try adding anything else? Let's see, there's tartar sauce and butter. Nah, those will fuck up the flavor. Neither of those sound good. You know, I bet if I jerked off in here, no one would even notice. Imagine Amber gulping up my cum. That would be so wrong, but so hot. Oh shit, I can't believe I'm doing this. Look how small the yogurt is. Oh, fuck yeah. Eat it all up, Amber. Let's see if Amber likes her snack. Go back to the library. Talk to Val and give her the yogurt. Oh, my God. Here we go. Yeah, she's gonna get the yogurt all right. She's gonna get the special surprise yogurt. What's this weird glaze? Well, that's a special ingredient.
What do you need, darling? Hello.
That's not the right one.
New.
Did you find anything to eat around here? If I did, why would I share it with you? Because that looks yummy.
It is.
Not so fast. If you want some, you need to give me something first. Oh yeah, and what might that be? I want to see how good a kisser you are first. And your dreams, Brad. I'm pretty sure Miss Bancroft is the best kisser in the building right now. Are you kidding me? What the hell could she possibly ever know about making out? She's a prude if there ever was one. Whatever makes you feel better, it's okay though. I won't give you a hard time. Oh my God, you're trying to manipulate me. Is it working? Maybe. Brad, that was more than just a kiss. Well, I needed to make sure you earned that snack. How does it taste? I like it. It's got a little something extra. Thanks, Brad. Oh yeah, it's got something extra, all right. Hold on, I gotta check something real quick. Alright. Give me a second, I'm looking. Alright. Yeah, I was just double checking and making sure that they did want me to do that. Holy crap, it looks like I'm halfway through the game already. Could it be really that short? Okay. Go upstairs and... Buddy, is that you? No, it's me, Brad. Bradley? What are you doing up here? Buddy is outside messing with electricity for some reason. And since the security cameras are out, I thought I'd pay you a visit. Well, I was busy reading. But I could take a break. Meet me in the kitchen. Okay. So, how long have you been in this town? I've only been here a few years. I was in England before moving here. What brought you across the pond? It's nothing. You can tell me, Kat. Are you running from the law? What? No, of course not. Then what is it? I needed to get away from someone. Well, did it work out? I'm better off here, but I do miss him. Him? So you are in love? My only love is God. I just didn't need the temptation. If your right hand makes you stumble, cut it off and throw it from you. Whoa, sounds a bit extreme. Do you know who wrote that? No clue. It was Matthew. I don't know what you're talking about, but okay. From your joke, remember? You told me a joke. You said you liked the book of Matthew, but you were joking, remember? Yeah, it wasn't that funny. You're a funny person, Bradley. You know I do like jokes from time to time. Are you the only nun here? No, there are others, but they are away on a mission trip. Why didn't you get to go on the mission? Still completing your training? It's not like that, silly. Someone just needs to stay behind. This time it was me. The others live in the rooms on the other side of the far door here. Far door there. And you get the penthouse suite upstairs? Mother Superior lets me use her room when she is away. You know, if it keeps raining, we might have to stay the night. Oh my, I don't think you can use the bedrooms. We've never had outsiders here in the living quarters. Well, thanks for the offer. But I did not offer it. I said I don't think you can. You're not allowed. I was being sarcastic again. You are such a jokester, Bradley. You know, things get cramped and we all need to sleep somewhere. Just how much room is on Mother Superior's bed? What? What? Bradley, you joke too much. I will not let you fill my head with such thoughts. So you thought about it? No, I mean, you made me do it. I must get back to my book. Good night, Bradley. Do you want a special snack before you go? I'm not hungry. She's pretty damn cute. I'm definitely not done bothering her. Just as I suspected. What's the problem? It's a transformer. Struck by lightning? No, it's been opened. Are you sure? By who? It's not a matter of who, but of what. Come on now, buddy. You're not suggesting raccoons can open a locked transformer, are you? It's not raccoons, Mr. Steedley. It was something bigger. Oh, for crying out loud, it was lightning, buddy. Now's not the time to add to our problems by concocting bizarre explanations to basic weather-related problems. You don't believe in it, do you? What are you talking about? The Dame Woods Demon. Ha ha ha, are you serious? That sounds so lame. What's going on? Why is it getting so stuffy in here? Hey, Simon, it turns out a demon shut off the air conditioning system. What? I knew it. What the hell are we gonna do? We're no match for a demon. I've got guns that can take it down. Okay, everybody, shut up. This isn't helping. A lightning bolt has caused a few electrical hiccups. It might get a bit warm in here, but apart from that, everything is fine. There's no need to start a panic over nothing. You can believe your lightning theory. I'm going upstairs to keep watch on the woods. Why the woods? Did you see it run into the woods? That's where it lives, kid. The floodwaters must be driving it out. Buddy, please go upstairs and look at the woods, but whatever you do, don't tell anyone what you just told me. Oh, I get it. Don't want to start a panic. I want to help. I'm not going to be a sitting duck. Come on, kid. I could use another set of eyes. I guess I need to let everyone know that the AC is out. I heard there are bedrooms down in the basement. Do you think we'll be here overnight? If we are, we'll need to make some sleeping arrangements. Let's hope the rain stops and the waters subside. Although at this rate, I don't see that happening. We're in for a long night. Shall I go outside in the rain? Yes. I wonder what the hell Buddy thought he saw. Okay. Car keys. The wires look torn up, but I know I was the one who caused the AC to go out, so what's this all about? That's interesting. That probably wasn't a demon either. Amber does not have enough parts for you to translate this page. I don't think so. I can't think of a use for a shovel right now. I can't. It said there was a coin. Barely see it. It's locked. I bet this is Andy's car. What the hell is that purple flask thing? Asthma medicine or nerd juice? Might as well take it. You found a serum flask. Leave the car, grab the Kama Sutra page, found that. I know it's awful, but there apparently isn't anything we can do. The AC is out and we're all going to be a bit miserable. I can't take it. It's humid too. Are you sure you can't fix it? Hey ladies, I see you're getting comfortable. Very funny, Bradley. There's a huge mistake coming here. You can go to the kitchen. It's cooler there. Also, there's bedrooms in the basement. We may be here for a while. Fantastic. I'll check with Buddy and get everyone room access cards. I hope we don't end up here after nightfall. Okay, that seems to be it. Alright. Going to the kitchen. I've already got a snack and I'm not thirsty yet. Oh, whoops, I'm not done yet. There's some other stuff I was supposed to do. Triggers I didn't. Flags I didn't trigger. I used to design games in this thing, man. I know how they work. Alright.
Yeah?
I found this in your car. What is it? You opened my car? Did you find my keys? What is it, Andy? It's my medication. Give it to me. There are plenty of them in your car. Go get one from there. You better be careful with that purple flask. This isn't medication, is it? Just don't drink it. You're the last person here I want running around with that in your system. Is it alcohol? It's nothing. Just throw it away if you're not going to give it back to me. Stuff smells bad, but I kind of want to see what it does. Maybe I can mix it with something. I'm just telling you, the AC has gone out. There isn't anything I can do about it. It's too hot in here. I'm gonna sweat.
Hi, Amber.
Brad, apparently the antique AC unit in this dump has been shut off. No one shut it off. The power to it went out. We're all feeling it, Amber. If it doesn't stop raining soon, I'll need someone to grab my overnight bag from my car. You brought an overnight bag? I was planning on leaving from here to visit a friend out of state. And this weather seems dangerous. Oh, look at Big P.I. guy trying to solve the mystery of the traveling newscaster. You're so important. Calm down, Amber. You should visit ESU, Amber. Our facilities make this place look like shit. Are you trying to lure me to your campus for some fun, Bradley? Everyone knows what happens at your school. Hey, it's not like that. Not everyone at ESU is getting laid. Poor Bradley. Mendel says we can go to the kitchen downstairs if you're hot. It's likely cooler down there. And please, Amber, try not to be angry. It'll only make you feel hotter. Mr. Gropper sure is good looking for an autist freak. Well, is he better looking than me? Oh, Brad, you're a handsome young man. You actually remind me very much of my son. Not exactly what I wanted to hear.
Yeah.
Do you think it'll stop raining soon? Sure doesn't seem like it. Let's see what we have in here to mix with this nasty purple shit. Orange juice will do. What if it kills me? Why would Andy be carrying around a bunch of bottles of poison? This is a bad idea. I shouldn't drink this. Oh, it is a bit cooler down here, and less stuffy. Isn't this kind of fun, Val? I mean, it's like an adventure. I wish it were an adventure, Brad. Do you remember the time we got lost in that big park out west? Oh, you mean High Tree Park? I do remember. We didn't think we'd make it home before sundown. I wanted to go camping so bad. I know, you walked so slow I had to carry you. I wanted the sun to go down so we could build a campfire. I'm sorry, Brad. What for? I was too busy with work all the time to ever do anything that adventurous with you. My marriage with your older brother suffered, too. My brother never liked camping anyway, and I guess I just like the idea of being somewhere different. You know, I do like being here. I like being here spending time with you. I'm glad you're happy, Val. So Catherine told me that there are bedrooms on the other side of this door. The nun, I guess, will be spending the night here. It's locked, though. Samantha will have to let us in. Is that juice? At least it's not tap water. No, wait! What is it, Brad? No, nothing. Are you feeling okay? Of course I am. I mean, I do feel a bit. Where did you get that juice? Is it fresh? Oh, it's fresh. I thought it was cooler down here, but now I'm feeling hotter. Val, what are you doing? It's too hot in here for a shirt. What's wrong, Bradley? Are you embarrassed to look at Valerie's tits? I guess not. It's just not like you to do this. What if someone else comes down here? Don't you think they'd like the view, too? What about Miss Bancroft? What if she walks down right now? Then she can stare at my breasts, too. You know, I think Amanda might like it. What? What are you talking about? I'm just joking, Brad. What's the matter? Don't want to picture me rubbing my pussy all over Amanda's face? Huh? Give Valerie a kiss. Are you getting hard? I want to see if you're getting hard. Holy shit, this has to be the purple stuff doing this. What did you say? It's that purple drink. I think that orange juice might have something nasty in it, Val. Bradley. Yes, Val? Oh my god, I'm sorry, Brad. I don't know what came over me. All this talk about being adventurous. That's okay, Val. You're under a lot of stress. If you'll excuse me, I need to ask someone a few questions. What the hell was that? I can't believe Valerie did that. There should be an apostrophe T there. But I also can't believe how nice her tits were. God damn it, I shouldn't think that. I need to find Andy. I need to know more about this purple stuff. Tell me more about this purple drink, Andy. Go to the toilets. We're actually nearing the hour, so won't be much left. Let's see. There's another scene. Found a raincoat. Come on, use your tongue more. This is gonna take forever at this rate. Brad! Hey, what the hell? Leave us alone! Hey, we weren't finished yet. Get on the floor! Oh shit, is there actually like a... I don't think so. Thought there might be a backlog, but there's no backlog for this. Oh shit! Oh yes, use your tongue. Oh my god, you taste amazing, Amber. Of course I do now. Keep eating my pussy. Hey, you were supposed to be mine. You were taking too long. Well, they got some good voice actresses, didn't they? Oh yes, Brad, you're a natural. Beginner's luck. Almost there. Keep going. I'm coming! Ugh. That was fun, boys, but enough is enough. Don't either of you tell a soul, understand? Sure, Amber. We'll be quiet. What the hell is that purple stuff? You need to tell me. What are you talking about? I seduced Amber fair and square. No, you didn't. I saw the effects firsthand. Amber drank it just now. What is it? Okay, I'll tell you, but you can't tell anyone, okay? Okay, sure, I won't say a word. There's a scientific reason why men are always down to fuck. Okay, I'm listening. When I was at ESU, I came across some research done by a former student that led me to discover a way for women to become as sexually charged as a horny man. I call it serum, and it's the perfect love potion. Hey, I'm not like you. I can get laid without any weird supplements. Fine, if you're not interested, then just leave me alone. No, wait, I'm interested. What are the side effects? No side effects, but it does wear off unless you keep drinking it. Give me another bottle. Why should I share any with you? Because I'll spill the beans if you don't. Fine, you have to promise not to tell anyone. Promise? Of course. I'll be in just as deep as you if I go along with this. Not as deep as me. Trust me on that. Fine, I won't tell anyone. Where are the flasks? Follow me. I hid them. In the trash can? Okay, I hid them in this trash can. What? Where are they? I put them in here. You put them in a trash can? Yes, no one would look in a trash can. Unless they were throwing something away. Damn, why did we have to make the bottles look so pretty? We need to find who took them. Looking for something? Buddy, we're just... I saw you trying to hide your liquor collection, nerd boy. That wasn't liquor. Yeah, it was his medication. You two are clearly lying. You aren't the first kids to try and sneak alcohol onto campus. Give them back. Are either of you 21? No. No, sir. Then I can't give them back to you. It's not alcohol, stupid. Look, Harry Potter, you aren't getting your shots back, so I suggest finding some other way to pass the time. In the meantime, I've got important surveillance work to do. Well, this is just great. He took the whole batch. Tough luck, I guess. Don't say a word about any of this. I know. This could work out. If I find the stash first, I won't have to share any of it with Andy and the girls, and I can use it all. Okay. Because there's another scene. So I figure I might as well show you this last scene then, and then we'll stop for tonight on this one.
What do you need, darling?
Okay. Oh, I don't think you can. Okay. Feeling any better, Val? Much better, Brad. I hope I didn't scare you earlier. Of course not. I mean, to be honest, you do have nice breasts. Don't tell my brother I said that. Oh my, I hope we're not being too naughty. Don't sweat it, Val. We're just goofing off. I know. Hello, Bradley. Madam Valerie. Any word about the weather? I heard some chatter upstairs. I doubt it's looking good. If you hear anything, let us know right away. I see you've found our kitchen. Hello, Miss Harrison. Amanda. I've got some bad news. Buddy and I were listening to emergency broadcasts on the radio, and it looks like the flooding has spread farther than any of us likely anticipated. How bad is it? The entire west end of town is underwater. Rescue operations are underway. Has that ever happened before? I doubt it. We've never had a hurricane before. When will the rescuers get to us? We're not technically in danger, so we're low priority. However, some good news is that the rain will lighten overnight, and the water should recede enough to allow us to cross the bridge. That means we'll be here overnight. I'm afraid so. This is the worst day ever. At least you don't have that. At least you don't have a home that's underwater. Come on now, ladies. You'll need to find a way to get along for one evening. That won't be a problem. Right, Mrs. Bancroft? Yes, Valerie. We'll make the best of our situation. Great. I've discussed it with Denny and Buddy, and we agree that the men will sleep upstairs. There are various couches to sleep on, so we'll get by. Ladies, you can stay in our living quarters down here. Here are your access cards. Mrs. Fay, Mrs. Bancroft, there is a large double bedroom at the end of the hall. Amber, there is a single in the middle for you. The restrooms are on the left. Are you sure there isn't another place to sleep? Amber, I'm sure. This isn't a dorm building. We're lucky to have this. Fine. Brad, here's your access card. Whoa, am I staying down here with the ladies? Ha, no, Brad. This is for the storage closet in the east foyer. Storage closet? It's not as bad as it sounds. Think of it as cozy. Wonderful. If there's anything you ladies need, don't hesitate to ask Buddy or myself. We'll be on the second floor in the north foyer. Are you going to leave me alone with them? Amber, you'll be fine. But be nice, make small talk. So lovely weather, isn't it? No, not lovely. Oh yeah, I guess not. If you'll excuse me, I need to use the restroom.
What do you need, darling?
It's getting late. We've not had dinner. I wonder what options we have here.
What do you need?
This is a dingy place to spend the night. Oh, come on, Miss Bancroft. It's fun. You're still young, Brad. You've yet to have any real fun. And what's that supposed to mean? You'll find out one day. Brad, I need your help. What is it, Amber? It's my overnight bag. It's in my car. What do you want me to do about it? You're going to get it for me. Huh? What makes you think that? Don't be a jerk, Brad. I'm not going to go out in the rain. Why do you think I should just go out there? Why do you think I should go out there? God damn it, Brad. Please, I need my bag. I'll owe you one. Fine. But I'm going to want to cash that in before we leave here. Here are my keys. It's the pink bag. It's the pink bag in the trunk. Found a key fob. Thanks, Brad. I've also turned on a radiator. Oh, I've turned on the radiator, but okay. Well, I didn't know that was something I needed to do, but I did it. Alright, let's see how much more we have of this. More than I thought, guys. As of right now, if we continued this, we'd be doing it for a number of months. Yeah, because that little bit wasn't much. There's a lot more. So at any rate, this is the Grimlord, and we'll see you guys back next year. Not next year. We'll have another one. I think, let's see here. Let's see, it is the 18th, so, no, the 11th? No. Oh, shit. Today's the 18th. No, it's the 19th, I'm sorry, Tuesday. Let's see. Usually have them done on 18th. Maybe Christmas? Yeah, Christmas. I'll see you back on Christmas. Wow, that's, I don't know. I don't know. Should I just... It depends on how much you guys like this game. If you guys like Lust Epidemic so much, I can probably just do as much of it as possible. Like 2 hours, 3 hours. Like, just try to maybe cover the whole damn game as fast as I can. Even though I don't think even 3 hours would be enough to cover the rest of this. It's actually quite long. Let me see if this is even on... there's a website I use, and GOG is now using it too. It's called How Long to Beat. You will actually find How Long to Beat times when you buy games from GOG now. Like this one. So, let's see. Oh my god. Alright, so, this surprised me. The main story for this game is 8.5 hours. That's just the main story. The extra is 17 and a half hours. That's long. That's like, we'll be here for months if we wanted to go that far. The completionist route for the game, 18 and a half hours. Like, Grim, that's the size of some... Yeah, it is, isn't it? It's the size of some much bigger games that I've been playing that aren't even adult-related. You know, like... 20 hours, what, isn't that like Spider-Man? Let me see. So let's look up Spider-Man. Spider-Man. Spider-Man 2, main story, 17 hours. The main and extra is 22 hours, and the completionist is 27. So, at its full length, if we wanted to do everything in the game, it's as long as if it were for me to play Spider-Man 2 from beginning to end. That's a lot. So, it's all up to you guys. If you're like, Grim, I don't fucking care, play this. And hey, there's also another thing I want to know. I'm going to give you guys a choice. Do you want me to go into this or back into Evenickel? Because I still have Evenickel, and that is... Let's see. How long is Evenickel while we're here? Yes, I have this thing as an app. I use it that much. Woo! Evenickel! 36 hours, guys. Main extra 48 hours. It's the 48 and a half. Completionist is 56 and a half hours. So yeah, that's a much bigger game. So what do you guys want? Do you want me to go through the 17 and a half hours, 18 and a half hours of Lust Epidemic? Or do you want me to go through the 36 to 48 to 56 hours of Evenickel? You guys let me know. Because, either one, I'm cool with. If you guys are like, Evenickel, bring Evenickel back, Grim! I'll bring it back and we'll do a full Christmas show on it. But if you want Lust Epidemic, we can do a full Christmas show on that, right? We'll do Mia and everything else next time. But for now, I mean, we're going to give you Mia tonight. We'll give you Mia and maybe Lust Theory tomorrow. I'd rather just give you a good chunk of Mia tonight and just do Lust Theory tomorrow. I'm kind of getting tired. Got to work tomorrow. It's the holidays. You know how it is. But alright guys, let me know what you want in the comments. Do you want Evenickel or do you want Lust Epidemic? Let me know and it will be fucking done. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord and I'll see you guys next time on Grim's Adult Games Corner with more Lust Epidemic. Or whatever you guys do want. Like more Evenickel, whatever you want. At any rate, I'm out. See you next time.